AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Governor Greg Abbott says Texas is now the largest state in the union to get rid of its mask mandate.
Today's announcement does not abandon the safe practices that Texans have mastered over the past year. Instead, it's a reminder that each person has their own role to play in their own personal safety, as well as in the safety of others.
42,000 people have died in Texas from the coronavirus. President Biden talked by phone with Senate Democrats to rally them behind his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. This is Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine.
I bet you could predict the top line.
You know,
this is
really
important. Democrats, stick together. Let's get this done for the American public.
Republicans say the bill is too expensive. The White House is announcing an increase in available coronavirus vaccines to more than 15 million a week. Following the Capitol riot, Director Chris Wray testified the FBI is worried about militia groups, white supremacists, and anarchists.
Some of those people clearly came to Washington, we now know, with plans and intentions to engage in the worst kind of violence we would consider domestic terrorism.
Wray defended the handling of intelligence leading up to the riot in January. Prosecutors in Washington are opposing the pretrial release of an Arizona man, Jacob Chansley, who stormed the Capitol while sporting face paint, no shirt, and a furry hat with horns. The Senate has approved Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo's nomination to be the next Commerce Secretary. There are conflicting reports on the number of dead after an SUV carrying more than 20 people crashed into a semi-truck in Southern California.
It's unfortunate that that number of people were put into that vehicle because there's not enough safety restraints to safely keep those people within the vehicle. There are numerous people that were ejected onto the roadway.
Commander Omar Watson is with the California Highway Patrol. This is AP News. Reggae musician Bunny Wailer of the Wailers has died of complications of a stroke. He was 73. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
My dreamland.
Bunny Wailer, whose real name was Neville Livingston, was the last surviving member of the Wailers, which he formed in 1963 with Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. Their 1973 Catch a Fire album made them huge stars in Jamaica. Wailer did not like touring internationally and left the band the following year.
That's the strangest man I've seen.
Wailer formed his own label and released several albums. He spent much of his time as a farmer in Jamaica's mountains. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has a new job. She'll be a contributor and offer commentary on Fox News Channel. While at the White House, McEnany frequently appeared on Fox News programs for interviews. McEnany didn't speak about her new role during an interview with Fox's Harris Faulkner that aired today. Ed Donahue, AP News.